The chief waved his hand, and Johnny saw that a fourth view screen had been installed, making two for the conference room.
He's been in here all the time you were on that platform, working a coordinator half to death translating. They've got discs of everything that went on. The second screen was so they could see both you and the emissaries. I looked in here a time or two.
Mr. Sung was volubly interrupting him. The chief translated.
He wants you to know that you are the fastest pupil he has ever seen. He says if you had been an imperial prince of China and his family had still been chamberlains and not exiled, China would still be there.
Johnny laughed and would have acknowledged with a return compliment, but Mr. Tsung was talking very fast and drawing something from his sleeve.
He wants something. He wants you to put your chop on this paper. That is your signature.
He was unfolding it. It was a considerable expanse of Chinese characters. The chief raised his eyebrows and translated the sense of it for Johnny.
This says that you approve the cancellation of exile of his family from the imperial court, and that you recommend its reinstatement as chamberlains to the principal government of this planet and yourself.
I'm not a member of the government.
He knows all that, but he wants your chop on it. I warn you that he has two brothers and several relatives. They're all educated in diplomacy and such. Oh, he tells me there's a second paper here. Yes. This one restores their rank as Mandarins of the Blue Button. Lets them wear a round cap with a blue button on top. Noblemen, actually. It's valid. They are noblemen.
But I'm not...
began Johnny. Mr. Tsung sang off into half a dozen trills of protest.
He says you don't know what you are. Put your chop on these and he'll do the rest.
But I have no authority. The war isn't over yet, not by a long ways.
He says wars are wars, and diplomats are diplomats. And there is no point in the game when it ends. I'd sign them if I were you, Lord Johnny. They're all studying Cyclo and English. It's his chance to attain an 1,100-year-old goal. I'll read these word for word for you.
Well, Johnny felt they might not have made it without Mr. Tsung. So he was given a brush, and he signed them, and Chief Chong Wan witnessed them. Mr. Tsung reverently folded the pieces of paper into a cover of gold brocade and laid them away like they were crown jewels.
Oh, yes,
said Johnny as he left.
One more thing. Tell him how much I enjoyed that tale about the dragon who ate the moon.